Living in Las Vegas starts now. I believe it will.
Sure?
Let's give it a shot.
All right. We'll see what New Tech has to say about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas
podcast. What I'm talking about, everybody!
And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing about it, Scott.
Mr. Scott Whitney.
Welcome, everybody, to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. We're back.
It's great to be back.
It's great. Well, 50% of the people want to be here. And if you're in the pre-show, 50% were like, you know, I'm kind of hoping that Scott says, we're not going to do this show for another
You know
six
what
months,
metric counts, though?
Daddy's got
100% of people showed up.
That's right. That's all that matters. Hey, but speaking of showing up, allow me to congratulate you. Why? But what, is that you making noise there with your laptop? Can you think you can fix that?
This is my first time.
Fair enough. Let me congratulate you because you're watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from Vegas, which means we're not going to only talk about what it's like to live here, although we will talk about that. We're also going to be talking about adventures on the Strip, downtown, Fremont Street, other cool places here in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor or a tourist, or just a fan. Hell, you may even be thinking of moving to our fair city. Well, this show then is your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy. Hey, we do this show live the first and third Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Pacific at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Again, that's the free show is on the first and third Thursday. Nope. First and third Tuesday of every month at the free show at 7 o'clock, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Come on in. Have some fun with us. Join us in the live chat. Some great people. And God bless their little hearts. They've all come back. You know what? 50-50. They could have said, screw that Whitney kid. We can go find somebody else to do.
Kid, when was the last time someone used that term in reference to you?
This you being mean-spirited. Is this going to go on for the entire show or just?
Yeah, it's a continuation.
I thought that maybe the month off might have mellowed you a little bit.
No.
Nope.
You need some continuity between seasons.
Fair enough. Well, good enough. And like our good friend Christina Aguilera says, come on over, get yourself in the live chat. Some fantastic people there. And they're from all over, very many neck of the woods. For instance, Wayne will tell you where some of these people are hanging out this evening.
I know people hanging out in Las Vegas, Henderson, Indiana, Michigan, New Hampshire, Texas, Illinois, Oregon, Maryland, Florida. Canada times two.
I think the Canadians love us.
They do. Well, really, though, you got to do the conversion. So really, it's like Canada times like
1.8.
Yeah.
1.8.
On today's exchange rate.
I get that. And by the way, one of the fun parts about being in the live show is that, you know, we do a little pre-show action, and then we do quite a bit of post-show. So after we're done recording for distribution, we stay on for probably another half hour or so and chit-chat with the live chat. And we usually say things that we just didn't feel comfortable saying during the actual broadcast itself. Hey, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? I am the founder of the Vegas Video Network. So on behalf of all the shows on the network, thanks for watching and supporting us. And of course, thanks for watching this here little show as well. And I'm happy. He's mean-spirited and he's a little bit puffier given the recent NFL vote. But ladies and gentlemen, it's Pimpin' Wayne, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Right there. Even those cameras that aren't even on me. Hello to you, too. And you folks watching through those ones.
Want to say hi in the live chat? We got a new live chatter today. Her name is Dasky. D-A-S-K-I. She is from Chicago. Her name, Dawn. Like the 70s group.
Oh, I was going to say like the dishwashing
or
soap.
Or the dishwashing soap. I think she'd probably be referred to, would prefer to be referred to as a lovely hook-riddled band as opposed to a goo-replacing soapy
keeps your hands smooth.
Stuff.
You don't get dishpan hands with that.
Well, we'll see if Daske actually decides whether she'd rather be Dawn, as in Tony Orlando and Dawn, the fantastic group, or dish soap. I'm going to go with A. I could be wrong. We'll see how that goes. And she, like I said, from Chicago, she discovered us on YouTube a month ago. And they say it never lasts. They're wrong. This is the part where you dance naked.
Yeah, we swell. It's all, I mean, I'm keeping the swag on today.
And for that, you hear a bunch of people say, hallelujah.
The trick, let me tell everyone out there, the trick when you're buying your Raider gear, make sure it doesn't say Oakland on it.
No,
because that's a limited short time.
The trick is to bring a weapon, because all these fucking people, I'm telling you, there are people choosing not to move to Las Vegas. You know why? Because the Raiders are coming.
What game do you want, Scott? I'll put you on my list. I'm getting 4. Season tickets. I already put in my PSL deposit.
Did you get a raise?
Not from this channel.
Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, well, don't need one given that you're buying 4 season tickets. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I just got pinged for the season tickets for the Golden Knights.
Oh.
They did kind of a thing.
Wasn't
I'll
that
talk
so,
about it
they were so everybody
track.
Everybody loved some hockey until
I talked
know.
To the guy about that. He's like,
Yeah, he
basically said, well, I really can't say anything.
Puck hasn't even dropped yet, and they're already the second favorite team in town.
It is kind of drag, but they did something that was kind of funny. They were like, yeah, you know, you can start paying now, and you'll get higher priority seats. I said, I already get priority seats. Yeah, but if you pay now, you'll get even better higher priority. I'm like, you know what? I hear you, and I may even do it, but that seems a little shady. What?
I said, Raiders, just take my money.
How much was it?
It was just a $100 deposit.
Oh, okay. So it's the same general concept of what they did at the thing. Okay. So today we're going to talk about, we're going to take an economic snapshot of Las Vegas. As I've said many, many times, you know, one of the things that's always bothered me about Vegas is no one sees you right now, just so you know, but God bless your little heart.
You did.
I did.
And that matters more than me to anything.
Isn't that lovely? One of the things that I've said many times on the show is that I bitch about the professionalism here, or actually the lack thereof. And you know, part of it has to do with, I think it's kind of a lot of small businesses and folks who really have no business being in business. And there's an organization that is, in essence, a recruiting company for big business. Their goal is to bring bigger companies into Vegas to help raise the business model in Las Vegas. So it's not just gaming, you know, because gaming is still obviously a very big part of what's happening in Vegas. And these guys are trying to solve that problem. They're called the Las Vegas Global Economic Alliance, LVGEA. And I will say, you know, under, you know, full disclosure here, they are a Vegas Video Co-op member. And I've also done some live stream Las Vegas stuff for a couple conferences, one that we did a couple months ago and one that we're going to be doing in May.
Who haven't you done live stream
well,
Las Vegas stuff for?
Did I tell you this? We booked 29 deals in 8 days.
Yes.
It's pretty fucking good, man.
My head spins following you on Twitter.
That's pretty good. Anywho, so these guys put out the economic snapshot email to me about a week or so ago, and I thought, geez, this is really interesting. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a little game. A little bit of I'm gonna give you a category. You're gonna try to guess in the live chat. I want you guys to guess as well when these numbers come by, and then I'll give you the answer and also give you a year over year increase or decrease depending on whatever the category is. Are you ready, my friend?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. So our first one has to do with the demographics here. There are 2.2 million people living in basically Clark County, and that number is not surprising unless you look at it. From last year, that number increased 2.7% from last year. So it's a nice, steady, reasonable increase. Back when we first moved here, back in 2005, we were seeing 5,000 people moving here every month, which was insane, quite frankly. And a lot of weird and crazy things happened, including the starting of this podcast, because I was getting screwed every way I turned. I'm like, I'm going to tell on you. So
hot or horrible.
What? That's right. And A++. So what do you suppose is the median household income for Las Vegas?
Let's go. And Las Vegas, of course, includes the 2.2 million.
I should say Clark County.
County. Yeah. Median household income in Clark County, I'm going to say $56,000.
$56,000. That's a pretty good guess. Let's look at the live chat. Mike says 35K. Greg says 50K. Vegas Wee says 75 G's. Dasky's 48,000. Barb's got 40,000. Smoochie's got 75,000. Bill, who I think is new in the live chat. Hey, Bill. 55,000. We got 35,000, 36,000. So it's interesting. And you said, what, 56?
I said 56.
Yeah, the answer is 52.9K. That's the median price. And that's up 5.2% versus the prior year. So what that implies, real quick, is that you don't have to make a ton of money here to survive here.
Hmm.
If you're making $52,000 in the Bay Area, you'd be homeless.
My boss just came back from a business trip to Santa Rosa. And Santa Rosa,
nice.
A two-bedroom, I think it was apartment, he said, or two-bedroom if you're looking, you know, for a two-bedroom place, you should expect around $2,600.
He said a
one-bedroom was going for $1,800.
Yeah, and Santa Rosa is nothing special, by the way. Santa Rosa is not like San Francisco.
It's nice. It's quaint, but it's not.
But it's also in the boondocks.
Right.
It's boondockian when it comes to the Bay Area. It's north of San Francisco, which means it's a bullshit commute, and it's pretty, but it's not anything special. Look that same thing up in like Mountain View, which is where Google is right now. I used to live in Mountain View before there was a Google. I think my one-bedroom, 715-square-foot place, I think it was $1,500.
And that was how long
ago? That was about 17 years ago.
So adjusted for inflation, almost $1.2
million. Well, the house I used to live in, which was 15,075 square feet, is now, and it was built in 1965, it's now $1 million.
$1,500, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
15,000.
No, I'm sorry. 1,500 square feet. It's now $1 million house, which is ridiculous. Okay, let's continue on. Labor force. If you were to guess, of that 2.2 million people, how many people are in the labor force?
I'm assuming that means working.
Eligible to work.
Eligible to work.
Yeah, who've basically said, I would like to work, because the next number I'm going to give you talks about the actual people who are working.
All right, so how many people out of 2.2 million are eligible to work?
Yeah, who have worked in the past or want to work.
I'm going to say, what's 60% of that? Give me two-thirds of that number.
Two-thirds would be...
1.4 million.
1.4? Yeah, okay. 1.4. Bill's got 1.3. Other people are still guessing the median income. the answer is 1.1, so good guess. And that's up slightly from last year, 0.4%. Of that, 995,000.5 are actually in the labor force today, which is also up 1.9. You know what our unemployment rate is right now?
6.5%.
Much less than that. It's 5.1. That's today's unemployment rate, and that's down 1.4%. So you said what, 6.5? That's exactly what it was this time last year. Guess what percentage of people here have a bachelor's degree or higher?
Oh.
This was interesting to me. Again, you go to the Bay Area, it'd be, I don't know, 80%.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of the few people who were like,
What's one-third of 2 million? I'll say 750,000.
Actually, I'm just looking for a percentage.
33%.
So it's 22.6%. Yeah, so I think that's low. Feels a little low. And that's actually up 2.3% from last year. So,
but look at the differences. This is the town where you have bellmen and cocktail servers and limo drivers. Right. I mean, this making a good living, supporting a whole family on that.
More so than in the past. When we first, so that's always been the big complaint about education here. So they don't talk about high school here, but it used to be, it was like pulling teeth to get kids to graduate from high school here. Why? Well, mom and dad work at the casino. Fantastic. What's dad do? He's a valet. Well, how much does he make? He's pulling in six figures. Oh, I'm sorry. What does he do? Mm-hmm. He parks cars is what he does. And he's making six figures. And so that was happening on cocktail waitresses. They were bringing in, you know, $90,000, $100,000.
Most of that tax-free?
Yeah. A lot of it was super tax-free in the not committing what they're supposed to commit. So if you're a kid, and you're not a smart kid, you say to yourself, you know, hell with this. Why bother going to school? I'm going to get a job over at Caesars. I'll do, you know, I'll get in because that's part of it, right? You got to know somebody to get a job anyways. Dad works there. Uncle Bill works there. They'll get me in. I'll work my way up to the Caesars property. I'll start over at IP and then go over to whatever and then finally work over at Caesars. And I'll be making six figures as well. You know, that high school thing doesn't make that much difference to me. And college, I don't even know it. And that's why you only see 22.6%. Again, if I think if you look at the Bay Area, the number would be just monstrous. Okay, let's look at the economy here in the Clark County and Las Vegas as well. Actually, I think this might be just Las Vegas. Well, we'll see in a minute. Taxable retail sales. How much money do you think this place drives?
Now, what number are you looking for? So the
taxable
amount of
retail sales.
So the amount of
billions of dollars.
Billions being spent here in Las Vegas that are taxable. Wow. I don't even know. Let's go $22 billion.
Yeah, and this says 3.9 billion. This might be for the first quarter. Actually, I think this is the first quarter. So $3.9 billion of taxable incomes. You know what the average weekly wage is for somebody here? And I'll just pop this out there real quick. It's $784.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to take the $56,000 and divide it by 52.
Yeah, so just so what the math on that is real quick. So $10 an hour is $20,800. So $10 an hour is obviously $400 a week. So that's about $18 an hour, right? Give or take, plus or minus.
How much?
$18 an hour.
No, $1,500 a week.
So if it was $10 an hour, that'd be $400. If it was $20 an hour, it'd be $800. Mm-hmm. This is $780. So it's about $18 or somewhere around there. So it's not a lot.
No.
Again, going back to the point where I said before that you don't really have to make a lot of money, and that kind of goes back to the show I did about can you live in Las Vegas on minimum wage? It's quite clearly that you can. Here's something interesting, and I wonder if this has to do with Obamacare or any kind of health care. What's the average amount of hours somebody works here weekly? This is for private companies.
I'm going to sit and go. I'll go 35.
Wow, good guess, man. Good guess. How about you guys in the live chat? Average amount of time, average number of hours people work here in Las Vegas. And this is up 2.1% from the prior year. And we got Bill doing 32. You said how long?
35.
35. Jake's got 40. We got 37.5 from Dasky. 19 from Mike. Mike's not in a good place right now. 55 for D. Florkey. Apparently he's seen it my work week. And Ted's going 45. The answer is 33.4%.
Hours.
I'm sorry. Thank you. 33.4 hours a week. So less than 40. And I think it's 35 hours is if you go beyond that, then you're considered full time and whatever full time things kick in.
Well, it varies by company.
Is it by company?
Yeah, I know Walmart. Full time at Walmart now these days is 32 hours.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. So, okay. What you're saying is they can elect to treat you like full time at 32 hours. They don't have to. But I think there is a statute that says if after so many hours, used to be 40, and maybe it still is 40, if after 40 hours you have to get paid, you have to be treated as a full-time employee and get whatever benefits are associated with being a full-time. And that's less than 40. Per capita personal income, $40,700. Okay, let's look at tourism. Now we're just going to talk about January here.
A slower month for Las Vegas.
Yeah, how many visitors do you think?
Although there is CES.
Right, that's a good point. How many visitors visited Las Vegas in January? Tourists. Or I should say visitor volume. Yeah, that's probably better.
Let's go 1.2 million.
3.8.
Mm.
Right?
CES.
That's not going to generate. Let's see if that number maps out, though, because, I mean, normally it's about 44 million. I actually emailed these guys and said, you know, normally we hear 44 million a year. what the hell is this 3.8? He goes, well, that's just for January. I'm like, oh, geez, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because if you times that by 12, you're going to be at 40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see, 3.8 times 12, 45. Yeah, okay, so there you go. And there's also probably some holiday vibe there as well.
If you count the New Year's crowd, sure.
Yeah, yep. Right. Gross casino gaming revenue in January.
Oh, I should know this. Oh, man. It's going to be $1.8
billion. Well, you're close. Well, you're half off. $926 million is the gross casino gaming revenue, which is up 14% from last year.
Hmm. Now, here's the thing with those gross gaming revenue numbers, though. They take into account, like... they change every month, obviously, but they always have to account some, you know, you've got leap year in February, and then sometimes the first falls on a Saturday versus a Sunday. Those numbers, and especially when you say it's up 14%, you'd have to see what crazy thing, you know. I think last year New Year's happened on like a Tuesday or something crazy. There's always some play in there month to month. That's not a good comparison.
That's a good point. Convention attendance in January, 736,000 people.
735,000 of those were for CES. Yes,
probably right. Now, I said 3.8 million people came here in January. That's overall visitors. Of that, how many people went through the airport?
I'd say probably double.
Mm. Well, it can't be double because people who come into the airport are counted.
I thought you meant like just transferred on.
No. Actually, come here to hang out.
Oh.
Of 3.8, a smaller number fly here.
I'd say half.
Oh, it's 3.4.
Oh, really? So most people, not a lot of connections going through Vegas.
And not a lot of driving. I mean, there is, and most of that's coming from arguably California, right? Maybe Utah, maybe Colorado. That's a pretty far drive.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Although, I mean,
Arizona.
Once the Raiders get here, expect that car traffic to increase.
And I expect that weapon sales will go up significantly. If you're thinking about investing in a business, gun shops probably not a bad idea. Okay, real estate market. This is where the adults get serious now.
Oh, boy.
Let's talk about
Looking at the kind of testing these waters a little bit.
Have you really?
I'm thinking it might be time.
Really?
Yeah.
Good.
You didn't tell me the villa next door was for sale.
You know what that thing cost?
more than the median wage of Clark County.
It cost it's not that much. It cost, if every person who came to the convention this on January each paid a dollar, they wouldn't have enough.
Mm.
It's pretty crazy.
Maybe I can still get one of those liar loans.
They spent three or four months upgrading this house to $1.1 million.
Mm.
Yeah.
Look at your property value going up.
We'll see. Yeah, just because you're asking for it. They got another house across the way over here they've been trying to sell for the last 4 months. They're having open houses every day almost.
Wow.
And they can't sell it. And we know exactly why they can't sell it. And the realtor actually came by and was knocking on doors all around the neighborhood saying, you know, giving me the flyer, hey, would you like to sell your house? I'm like, no. Would you like to buy this house? No. How come? Well, I like my house. And then she says, well, you're very lucky. How's that? Well, the house next door is $1.1 million. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean shit.
Not until it's bought.
Until somebody buys it.
Right.
I guarantee you they're not going to buy it for $1.1. Okay, real estate market. Office, just some quick ones. You don't have to do this for the office market. 20% vacancy, which is good for people who are looking to lease or rent office space, an inventory of 54 million square feet. The residential market, this is kind of interesting. This is kind of where we hang out. What is the new home median closing price? This is new homes, not resale.
New homes.
New homes. I'm a brand new home, like we bought up in Aliante. Mm-hmm. What's the median price for those? And live stream guys, let's get in on this one as well. The median price today for a new home in Las Vegas.
$295
is Wayne's guess. We've got Gregor going at $375. Quite a big difference. Mike's at $235. Wow, we got a lot of them. 200K, 400K, 230K, 350K, 249K. Pop says he's seen a lot of pretty 2,000 plus square foot homes in the mid 200s. The median price for a new home in Las Vegas is $330,000.
I believe it.
Which is an increase.
You pay a premium for new.
You do. You should.
Get that new house smell.
You really do have a new house smell. It smells like money. Trust me.
It smells like debt is what it smells like.
I'll tell you what, we did this. So with the house we bought up in Aliante, it was a nice little house. It was,
you know, I was there.
2,400 square feet or whatever it was, and it was, you know, four bedroom, two bath or whatever.
Pool,
nice little pool. Mm-hmm. And the cost of that house was not the house. It was the add-ons. Oh, did you want wood floors? Yes. Did you want travertine? Yes. Or did you want this little bricky thing? Yes, I want all that.
Did you want a door on the front?
Holy
did you want a
shit.
Garage door?
You
on
don't
there?
Want brass? Oh, did you want this? Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want granite? Oh, we spent a fuckload of money on the add-ons, which broke my heart. Yeah, so like I said, $330 for the residential house, up 4.8% from last year. But now here's the next question. New homes, $330,000, but how about existing homes? What's the median home price for existing homes, which is up 9% from last year?
235.
We got 235. We got 290 over there at the bill. We got 235 from Mike as well. We got 250 from Jags. We've got 250 from Dasky. We've got 220 or 230, I think, which is the same number he said for a new home. We've got 100,000 for the Florkey. She's got to stop drinking. 225 from Barb. Let's see. Pops is at 235. Sounds about right. Gregor's at 240. The answer, 207. Is the median price.
You got to realize, I mean, that factors in areas, desirable areas and less desirable areas of town.
Oh, yeah, without question. All right, finally, let's talk a little bit about employers here. Now, this is for Las Vegas proper. So we're going to talk about the largest employers here in Las Vegas, and I'm going to give you a range of numbers. This does not include Caesars or MGM because, as you know, as we know, they're not in Las Vegas. They're in Clark County.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers I'm going to give you now are City of Las Vegas, the top employers. The top employer, not surprising, is a casino.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be Boyd.
It is not Boyd.
No?
Nope.
I'm surprised.
Golden Nugget. They have between 2,500 and 2,900, basically 3,000 people. Number one.
Now see, here's where I think that's wrong.
I bet you Boyd's not low. Is not doesn't have a. So they have.
Boyd has three casinos downtown?
Yeah, but they're little piss-out casinos.
No, Main Street Station.
Yeah.
Good size.
Versus Golden Nugget?
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. I'm not saying like the luxury level. I'm saying the size.
Boyd. No. It's not about size. It's about employees.
I understand that, but you need the more size you have, the more if the room count at Main Street Station. I bet you is very similar to Golden Nugget.
Think about Boyd, and I know a little bit about Boyd, in that the majority of their portfolio is not in Las Vegas.
It's downtown.
They've got 15,
in the Las Vegas area.
Casinos.
They do. But elsewhere. In the Las Vegas area, unlike Caesars, MGM, Station Casinos, Boyd owns the downtown area, Main Street Station, the California, whatever's connected to the California that I can't remember.
So as I'm looking through this, they're not even on the list. So they're clearly their headquarters is not Las Vegas based. Their headquarters is somewhere else. That's why if what you're saying.
Well, their
is
headquarters
true,
is on 215 and.
Well, they're not on the list. So
Rainbow.
If their headquarters is in Clark County, I'm guessing that's why they're not on this list. The second one is Stratosphere.
Stratosphere's in the city limits? No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Sahara on Vegas Boulevard. Sahara North is Las Vegas. Sahara is the cutoff.
Wow.
So anything
I would have lost that one.
Yeah, Sahara is the cutoff. And then Sunrise Hospital, 1,500 plus. Cox Communication, 1,000 plus. Palace Station Hotel and Casino, 1,000 people there. Santa Fe.
Now how so can that
is,
be?
This is
that...
per, no, this is per, actually, this is per property. So this is what this is.
I was going to say, because Palace Station is south of Stratosphere.
Yeah, but they're in... Okay, so hold on. What the fuck? Now I'm curious. Hey, Ted, can you check and see if Palace Station is in Las Vegas proper or if it's in Clark County? It's got to be in Las Vegas because I'm in Las Vegas. My studio is in Las Vegas. That's what it is. And Palace Station's just north of me. So they are in Las Vegas. Yeah, yes, it is. So that's what these are all in Las Vegas. And that's the same thing with Santa Fe. Santa Fe's in, is that Las Vegas? Yeah, it is Las Vegas. And then some hospitals and Suncoast. So it's I think this is pretty interesting stuff. Overall, things are doing okay in the great Las Vegas. And to that, I say, let us have a drink.
Have a drink on me.
Rada-rada-rada-roo! It's time for Have a Drink on Me. It's part of the show that I show you a picture of a bar or a pub or a speakeasy or a cantina. I just added that one. Right, it's pretty good.
Look at you, multicultural.
Well, you know, I've been around. Buenas noches, mi amigo. And you guys guess what that property is. Now, we didn't do one last our last episode, so all we're going to do is show you the picture. But let's talk a little bit about the rules. There's a cut. What the fuck? Get this off of here. Get this nasty raider. Oh, my God. Is there no God?
Yeah, let's see. Where should I put that?
Yeah, I know where. Hold on. Do I have that sound effect still? Let's see. Yes, I do.
Which game do you want? You want Cardinals? You seem like a Cardinals guy.
I don't know. Here's what I want.
Or maybe 49ers?
I don't wear logos.
You're Bay Area.
I don't wear logos. If somebody wants me to wear a logo, you should pay me to do that. No logos.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Non-Logo.
Okay.
There's one. I mean, there's one brand that I'm kind of big in from a watch perspective. I might wear a hat with their name on it. That's it. Otherwise, fuck them. Okay. So what happens is you send in an email and you take. First of all, I show you a picture, and then you send the email to where?
Have a drink. That's HAVEADRINK at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
That's right. Have a drink at Vegas Video Network. And you guess this property. Now, I'm going to give you some clues because.
You don't have to guess the property per se. Sometimes the name specific of the bar. Right.
That's right. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. You must tell us the name of the bar, not, it's in is it Stations Casinos. No. I need to know the name of the bar. Oh, it's at Palace. No. I need to know the name of the bar where I had my very first Honey Jack, which is the curse of me from this day forward. Mm-hmm. Oh, whose fault was that?
Be the name of that bar was Jack's. Jack's
I mean,
Irish
Jack's.
Pub.
Right. Mm-hmm. I should know that. Okay. There's a couple ways that you can increase the probability of winning. We want people to win. That's important to us. So if you have a correct answer, guess what? We'll put your name in the hat. If you provide us an intro video that introduces people to the show, I will put your name in the hat. If you're in the live chat and you provided a correct answer, we'll put your name in the hat again. If you provide us a video entry, guess what? We'll put your name in the hat. So there's an opportunity to be in the name, to get your name in the hat 15 times. It's fantastic. That's why Pops has won 20 times. It's because he provides videos and he's in the live chat and he does open it. The guy basically owns Have a Drink on Me. Now, there are some other good things that happen. Well, first of all, wait a minute, Scott. What can you possibly win? I'm sorry. I almost forgot that part. Wayne, if you'd be so kind, tell the good people what they can possibly win.
Summer's coming here in Las Vegas, which means the weather's nice outside. Wouldn't you like to drive around with your windows down when it's Gajazzathon blaring out the CD player?
Yes.
I know I would, except for my car doesn't have a CD player, so I listen to it on MP3. With that said, the Gajazzathon Christmas Acoustic or Christmas Acoustic 2, you can have all the people around you when you're stopped at the traffic light listening to some beautiful music.
Christmas is coming sooner than you think.
It is.
For once, be ready.
Hey, like I said, summer's coming, and that means summer sun. So while your windows are down and you're listening to your Gajazzathon CD, you might want to keep that forehead and eyes protected with the Vegas Video Network visor. Scott doesn't wear logos, but you can to show everyone how cool you are.
Or
Scott will be glad to take you and just you, people.
Really?
Let's not ruin it for everybody. You can go out for one drink, people. You're ruining the system with Scott Whitney.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
This week only, Scott, let's sweeten the pot a little bit. If you also like, I will be willing to include
this,
a brand new Welcome to Las Vegas Raiders t-shirt.
Okay.
If you would like that as a one-time only limited substitute prize,
okay.
I would be willing to put that up.
Wow, that's fantastic. What size is that?
That's a good question. I believe it's a 2X, but it's cotton. So you just put it once through the washer and dryer and it'll become a large.
Medium. Also, hey, part of what we want to do besides poison you with horrible Raiders bullshit gear is turn you into an omnipresent person, a master poet. I just made that name up. Somebody who's powerful and who does great things. And let me tell you how we make this happen. Let's say that you win the Haddam thing and you send in this a picture of us, of you, of us. Send us a picture of us.
I like seeing myself.
Right. Those two are handsome fellas. You take a picture of yourself with the visor and you send it to us. Guess what happens? We put you in a very special group of people. Who are those people, Mr. Whitney? Well, they're part of the galaxy of God. There's Steve and Michael and Robert and Rosie and Michael and Scott and Ricky and Bud and Alan and Aaron, who are greatest. And let's not forget our buddy Bob. And there is Bob's wife. And then there is Danny and Shannon and Craig. And then there's Glenn, who is in New York. And Jimmy too, geez, but wait, there's more. There's Rob, who now lives in Hawaii. And Stuart and Christina, whose all babies are because of my music, and Don and Jackie, and there's more. There's Mike, look out! And then, of course, there's Bob's and Sammy and Carol and a dog and Chris, whose heart should have stopped many years ago. And let's not forget Brett, Dad, and your buddy Scott, and somebody who hasn't worn that visor in about 15 years, but he likes the Raiders and, of course, Brett. Thank you.
You know what's interesting?
I know a lot of things that are interesting.
I just watched, as I do every time that we do this, I watched through the whole montage there. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity as well, folks. You could be the first person to wear the khaki-colored visor.
Boom.
In that.
You could.
Two reds,
yeah.
The rest dark blue, not a single khaki color.
I like the khaki color. You know what I would like about the khaki color? You wear it for a while and you get it dirty. I mean, you get out there. You rough it up a little. You rough it off.
Get at it.
Mm-hmm. You get at it. But you keep wearing it. You know why? Because you're not a pussy. You're a stud. You're out there working. And by the way, the reason why he guffawed like that, because he doesn't wear his hat anymore. Why? It's slightly faded. That's a badge of honor, for the love of God, our Savior. Okay. Let's look at this week's Have a Drink. On moi. Where is it? There it is. Boop. Okay.
I see glasses.
Yeah, here we go. Hint number one. Apparently, this is a pub for every day of the week. What are you doing right now?
Cheating. Not so much cheating.
Don't look at the clues.
No, I'm not. Right. I'm looking at the picture.
Isn't it right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, this is a pub for every day of the week. Hit number two. Well, except leap year. Then they'd be one day short. Yeah, it I know.
Yeah, okay.
I know. If people can't get this, then fuck them.
Right.
Right? It should be right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
I'm trying to be helpful. Again, hit number two. Except for leap year, then they'd be one day short. By the way, Wayne has cleverly figured out that if you look very carefully in the picture, the name of the pub is right there. Hint number three. Jesus Christ.
Way to give it away.
Yeah. Did I say pub? I mean bar. Okay. Hint number three. I'm guessing the Italian city for which this casino is named wouldn't have a pub. That seems more like an English thing to me. I'm guessing that the Italian city for which this casino is named wouldn't have a pub. I'm guessing that's more of an English thing to me. And again, if you know the answer, you're going to send the email to
Have a Drink at Vegas Video Network. All one word, the Have a Drink and the Vegas Video Network, separated by @.com.
Look at you. Have a Drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Now it's time for Listener Wayne.
I just noted that my notes don't match. Fantastic. Taking off a month, but I took that shit.
No kidding.
Okay, part of the show where you send us an email. You're sending that email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If a dude sends in the email, I'll read it. If a female sends in the email, then Raiders Nation will read it. We'll begin with email from Glenn Santa and Glenn Rice.
I'm still waiting to get your size in the spiked shoulder pads. They're going to sell out.
Just so you know, I would never... Now, you know what? I'd wear it for Halloween with a bullet hole in my head and blood just constantly oozing. I wouldn't be allowed in anybody's house because there'd be blood constantly oozing out of my forehead. And, you know, the head is a bleeder. Okay, let's continue on, shall we? Okay. Glenn wants to know, hey, Scott, I'm seeing all this news about how it's official Las Vegas has an NFL team. What's that sound? Yeah. Is this really true? I thought it had to go through some more hoops. I'm hoping you can talk about this more on the next show. So here's what's going to happen. I'm not going to talk about it on this show because I'm still trying to, you know.
It's happening, Scott.
I'm overcome by
it. It's happening. I told you all along this was happening.
Yeah, yeah. You're a fucking seer. Congratulations. You know, here's what you saw, that Las Vegas is a bunch of dumbasses run by more dumbasses who.
Who got 31 millionaire and billionaire. Dumbasses.
God, you can have money and still be a dumbass. I've seen it. But for our next episode, Wayne is going to talk all about the Raiders. And he's going to explain to us what needs to happen for this to happen. Do you accept that, John?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And how it'll be economically viable and beneficial to the city as well.
You can even go ahead and lie that way if you'd like to. But nonetheless, we're going to talk about what needs to happen for the Raiders now to come to Las Vegas, now that the only thing that's happened, of course, is that the NFL said we will allow it, and they've got some financial things that have kind of fallen into place. Fuck. Here is our next question.
Funny how that happens. Hey, Scott.
Hi.
This one comes from Susan.
Hey, Susan.
Susan says, hey, Scott, and I like Susan already because of her brevity. Susan has a question. She gets to the point.
Susan's not fucking
There's
around.
No, like, hey, by the way, I want to let you know my dog's doing great. And, Susan says, hi, Scott. I've been watching for a new episode for a month now. Are you out of business?
Yeah.
Are you like Sears, Sports Authority, Sports Chalet, Kmart, Radio Shack?
Well, Susan, I'm going to take this as though you're concerned about me, as opposed to, are you really mean it? There's a different way of pitching that. I'm going to say, read it like she really is concerned. Do it again.
Hi, Scott.
Hi.
I've been watching for a new episode for a month now. Are you out of business?
That's somebody who cares about me. I've always liked Sue. No, Sue. As I
Well, this clearly demonstrates, as much as you might like Sue, Sue does not follow you on social media.
Well, no, she doesn't, Sue. God. Well, I guess Sue gets a demerit. I'm giving out a lot of demerits today. No, Sue, what happened was we took a break this last month for me to be able to launch live
stream. Susan also did not watch the last episode either. She would have known that.
Yeah, what I did is I launched a new company called Livestream Las Vegas. There's the website. Go visit it. We've added new things, including the ability to do live streaming and pay-per-view on that website. And so this last month, up to about 2 hours ago, has been completely focused on this new business. And I'm proud to announce that it's done pretty well. And it continues to do well. And I just bought a bunch of new cameras and spent a lot of money. And we're pretty excited about what's going on. So do not fret. We're back. We are changing our schedule, as I did mention, as Wayne mentioned. I did mention this in the last episode. And Sue, it's not going unnoticed that you didn't listen to and or watch the full episode.
And Sue, you can always, if you ever have a question about scheduling or programming, VegasVideoNetwork.com, right in the very top bar there, schedule. Menu option, schedule.
Boom.
Yeah.
It's right there.
You could even download it to your personal calendar and have it remind you.
I think you probably could. Can you?
Yeah.
That's magic.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, I didn't know you could do that. That's fantastic. Goddamn Gmail's everywhere, or Google's everywhere. And then we're going from, we used to be weekly, and now our free shows are on the first and Thursday of, God damn it, first and third
Tuesday
of every month.
As in, we now do two shows on Tuesday.
Two shows on Tuesdays for the free stuff and for the premium stuff. Those will be happening on the second and fourth week. Jesus Christ, I can't keep this stuff up. So that's it. Okay, next question is from Jack Terry.
As long as my paycheck's still cash,
atta
Scott.
Attaboy, man. Attaboy. God, you're just motivated by them. Show me the green.
Gotta put one in the mail first, but then I'll wait for it to clear.
Hey, you know what? I'd rather owe it to you than cheat you out of it. All right, that's pretty nice of me. This one comes from Jack. Jack is in the live chat. He's in the live chat as Jack the Rake, 1949, and Jack writes, "Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Hope things are going okay with the live stream project." It is, thank you. "It was funny. On Tuesday nights, Terry and I have been watching past episodes of Living in Las Vegas. It has helped me with having some serious withdrawals. I do find it that I have to rewatch the episodes because I get so busy in the online chat that I miss half the podcast. It's just like my first marriage. I can't wait until your podcast returns on April with episode number 301. Hi.
Here we are.
Here we are. As to your membership idea, go fuck yourself.
Well, again, you gotta value his candid nature.
He's from Canada, too. They tend to be a much more polite people. No, he wrote, as to your membership, he quoted it. He says, as to your membership idea, as in you insane bastard, just have to wait and see the details, the small print, and what you have in mind and how it will work before I give an answer and how I stand on the matter. See pros and cons to it. And of course, you do have the final say as to the avenue it will take. I'm sure you'll make the right decision. As always, we both love your show and think you are truly a great guy. You're a great guy, but we don't know if we actually want to pay you anything for your great content. Until next time, the boys from Victoria, British Columbia, Terry and Jack. P.S. I did go online Tuesday, March 14th. Just to see if anybody was there, leaving a chat message that there was no podcast that night. In other words, he was looking out for us.
Oh.
We had people show up pretty much every week. Why? Because they didn't listen to the previous episode. I appreciate Jack. You know, there's a number of people who have showed interest and we're talking with them. As I said in the last episode, I'm not really pushing this really hard at the moment. If you look at the Livestream Las Vegas page, you'll notice there's a live stream area, and you'll notice it's a pay-per-view play, and you'll notice that there's a premium option for living in Las Vegas. So that's something that we're looking at. But you know, the people who have showed interest, we're rubbing their bellies. The people who aren't, we're just not really worrying about it at this point. I'm still focused pretty heavily on the live stream Las Vegas. Okay, that's it. Anything else from you, my friend?
Tune in 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
For advanced economic discussions.
And trust me, I'm looking forward to that. Be sure to bring your guns, because you can't listen to anything about the Raiders without a firearm. Hey, everybody, if you want to send us an email so that we can respond to it, we would love for you to do so. Send your emails to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. Hey, if you want to send us a voicemail, you can do it. By the way, you have a lovely singing voice, and we want to hear it. Here's what you do. You go to our website, and all you got to do is click that little orange tab on the right-hand side, and the little box will pop up, and you'll click Start Recording, and then because you have a microphone attached to your computer, guess what? You'll be able to do that magically. Lickety-split, easy-peasy, 1-2-3-Z. Of course, we're on all the different social media stuff, the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram and all that. We're on iTunes. Hey, if you're listening to us on iTunes or watching us on iTunes, you know, give us a 5-star review. Tell everybody you love us. If you've seen us,
well,
on YouTube,
your spouse, do it again.
Do it. Do it. If you're checking us out on YouTube, give us a thumbs up. Share us with your friends. We're also on Roku with 73,000 plus installs. We're on Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google Fire TV, Google Play, and of course, the Vegas Video Network. I'm your buddy Scott. That there's your evil friend Wayne, who likes the Raiders, which means we can't like him. But we'll see you guys in a couple weeks. Take care, everybody. Tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-a-tick-